Well, welcome everyone to the Leaping Launchpad. So, but I am so excited that you have joined me for another awesome session that I know you're going to enjoy. I am Rachel G. Scott. And in this session, we're going to talk about what's the rest of the story. And you get to meet one of my best friends and my brother, Eric. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Rachel. Hello. I'm backstage cheesing. My cheeks all hurting and stuff.
Listen, I'm super excited about this conversation, and I know it's going to be a blessing to so many people. Y'all, I call him Brother Graves. We know him, or I know him. I say we because my husband, now he's our best friend, yeah. And we met him in church. Mm-hmm. But listen, the wisdom that you are about to get from this conversation is going to bless you. We have had the blessing of having him a part of our life for basically the whole time we've been married, my husband and I. But and just the wisdom and the friendship has just been amazing. But I'm talking too much. Please share a little bit about you and tell us a little bit about what you're doing and about yourself.
Well, thank you, Rachel. First, I'm honored. You know, first, I'm about me first off the gate. I'm God's child, right? I'm God's baby. In addition to that, I have 15 years of experience with life coaching, and I produced over 5 full-length plays. I've been able to take those, both of those things, and combine it in the work that I do for people, helping them uncover their buried dreams, elevate their confidence, and find purpose in life. Right? Mm-hmm. I found inspiration to bolster my self-esteem and confidence too when my family members and friends kept just dismissing my personal values and who I was as a person, but their words took me down a journey that allowed me to follow my dreams and be go in the direction that God has called me to do. I look at some of the places that I've been and I say, oh man, that was my biggest enemy. But when I look back, I'm like, nah, they were my greatest hero because they helped me become who God wanted me to be all along. So as a result of that, it allows me to, I've gotten a skill by the grace of God to guide others and to help them uncover their unique voice and purpose, encouraging them to embrace their greatness. And I get excited. That's why I'm glad to be here with you. I get to see you embrace your greatness. And I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I am just so honored to have you, and the conversation we're getting ready to have actually stems from conversation that we have. But before I dive into that, you recently moved and left me. I'm not okay. I just had to throw that out there.
Okay. I'm sorry.
From Ohio to Arizona. And during that time, you overcame so many challenges along the way. So tell us a little bit about just that transition and the experience.
I appreciate you. I want to start by saying thank you for identifying me as a shepherd leaper, because that's what it took to get through some of those transitions.
Yes.
Like, to be a shepherd leaper. If you haven't read the book, please read the book. The podcast and all of that is beautiful. Well, you know, life has its ups and downs, and there's moments where there are transitions all throughout our journey. My latest biggest one was 2018. At that time, my biological father passed away, and I didn't know him much. I only had met him 11 times in my life, but when he passed, I found out that I was the next of kin, and ended up burying a man I didn't know. I actually learned more about him in his death than I did in his living. And it was tough. It was really tough. It took me 6 weeks to work through everything. As soon as I got the call from my uncle that I knew about, I only met him 4 times. He said, oh, you know, you're next to kin. And he dropped the phone. And Rachel, when I say he dropped the phone, I'm like, hello? Hello? And I got a call from the funeral home, call from the hospital, a call from Veteran Services. I didn't even know my biological father was in the military. Then I got a call from hospice, and hospice said, hey, this was back to back. They said, hey, we got a lady named Charlene here. We can't release any information, Mr. Graves, until you give us permission. I said, ma'am, I'm stressed out. Who is Charlene? Right. She was like, if you don't know, I don't know. So that was also the same year that my marriage of 24 years was dissolving. It was going to come to an end. At that time, also, it was a domino effect because my marriage was ending. My church I was going to disassociated me. So it was really a tough time for me. I was lost. I felt alone. I felt like my life was not on track. It was getting off track and that I was out of sorts. You know, I was just in some of those things that you come to in life. Right. And things became uncomfortable and chaotic for me. And I believe God does things like that to the shepherd leapers in particular. Mm-hmm. He presses on their spirit before mm-hmm. he reveals the path that they're going to take. You mentioned Abraham when you talk about the shepherd leap, and I believe that's exactly what happened with Abraham. He had a pressing to go, and then he had that call to go out, and he said, I'll show you along the way, right? And I feel like that's what was going on with me, and I felt like God was pressing. I didn't all the way know the details. I just felt like it was time for me to make a move. In my mind, that was to Florida. And particularly, why? Because it was warmer, and I didn't know anybody. Yeah. If I went to go someplace where nobody knew my name, I was going to start over. Right. But God being God, and what he does with shepherd leapers is that he tells you along the way, like Abraham, right? Mm-hmm. And so while I'm got my sights on Florida, my aunt, who was living in Arizona at the time, said, nephew, come visit me. Come visit me. And I said, and auntie moves around a lot, and wherever she goes, I do try to visit her at least once a year to wherever she lives. And while I was contemplating coming, which I was going to go, my cousin, who I hadn't seen in years, started reaching out to me. He lives in Arizona. He said, Eric, you should come. And he started sending me videos with these women by the pool. And he said, ladies, say hi, Eric. And they went, hi, Eric. I'm like, is he Tupac or something? I mean, who does he think he is? But that's important because when I arrived to Arizona to see my aunt, there was one young lady in the video that caught my attention. And so that story is for a different day, but it would lead me to realizing and pushing me to stay in Arizona, you know, and coming here. So the path was on my heart. God was doing something. He was shifting my atmosphere, right? He was changing my environment. I was becoming uncomfortable. I was feeling stuck internally, though. We talked about stuck externally. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But internally, I was just like, where am I? Who am I? You know, but God was pressing. And I think for shepherd leapers, he presses on them so that they can start moving in the direction that he would have them to go.
Mm, that's so good. And, you know, it was that pressing that caused you to step out of your comfort zone. And he also redirected your path, right? Because you were headed one way. He took it a whole other way. So I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I want to dive into the conversation of what's the rest of the story, because one day we were sitting in a car and I was talking to you and I was like, you asked me a question because we were supposed to move to Florida. And you asked me a question, why haven't you gone yet? And I'm like, I just feel stuck. And, you know, I'm like, I feel like this is going on and the kids and this and this and that. And your response to that was, well, what's the rest of the story? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Here we go. What is the rest of the story? So can you explain in detail or just provide an explanation to what you meant by that question and what those letters actually represent?
Absolutely. You know, I my journey has been arduous, right? And I help clients, but a lot of the success of my coaching has been based on the things that God has brought me through. And a lot of things have been really hard.
Hey, family, listen, if you're enjoying this conversation and you know God is nudging you to take a leap, then go to takingthefiveleaps.com right now to gain full access to all the powerful sessions from this Leaping Launchpad audio and video summit. The Leaping Launchpad Summit is available this week only to those that order a copy of the Taking the Five Leaps book. Listen, y'all, not only will you gain full access to the summit, but you'll also get immediate access to the first chapter, the Taking the Leaps Quick Guide, the Five Leaps Power Pack, and full access to this audio and video summit. Again, you've got to grab your book this week and follow the steps on the website to gain full access, plus all the other immediate bonuses. Details can be found in the show notes. See you over in the summit.